And this is another item that was featured on the front page. PM, I'll do all I can to lessen family's pain. Andy Burnham has said he wouldn't forgive myself if he did not try to lessen the anguish of PC Andrew Harper's family as the Prime Minister seeks to prevent the early release of the police officers' killers. Mr. Burnham has ordered Justice Secretary Alex Norris to draw up plans to free up prison space for serious offenders and said he is increasingly confident the Abingdon-based policemen's killers will not be released early from their sentence as a result. Speaking to LBC, the Prime Minister was asked if he had a message for Amy Harper, the sister of the police officer who died in the line of duty in 2019, and who had shared with the broadcaster her experience of sitting in the courtroom with his killers. Asked what he would directly say to Ms. Harper, Mr. Burnham replied that, I hear you, I feel for you. I wouldn't forgive myself if I didn't do everything I possibly could to try and lessen your anguish, and I am doing that. I am turning over every stone. I am looking at everything. I am pushing the system to go further. He added, that's the way I go about my job. I listen to people, I continually push myself and the system to do more. In this instance, I think there is more that can be done. Mr. Burnham pointed to returning foreign national offenders, dealing with the issue of those serving imprisonment for public protection sentences and indeterminate jail term as means of freeing up prison space. The Prime Minister said, I'm not making comments today in a knee-jerk way because I wouldn't raise false hope of people. I'm doing it in a considered way, having looked in detail at the situation, having considered a range of advice. I am confident that we can develop a plan to free up more spaces in the prison estate so that we can ensure more serious offenders serve their full term. Mr. Burnham has come under pressure from 50 policing leaders from across the UK to use every lawful option to prevent the early release of PC Harper's killers.